Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to The Best Hour with your host Tony Williamson and the Mighty Companions. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, or just search for us at Blog Talk Radio, The Best Hour. Each day during The Best Hour broadcast, we journey into a better understanding of A Course in Miracles. With over 2 million copies in print, this beautiful scripture, first published in 1975, has been translated into many languages worldwide. If you want to talk with our host during the broadcast today, just dial 347-324-5114, 347-324-5114. And now, here's your host for the best hour, Tony Williamson.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I want to apologize about yesterday's broadcast. We had a little technical difficulty. We had some conflict in time, and I wasn't able to get a broadcast out as I expected. We're traveling this week into Northwest Ohio. I'm going to be doing some gatherings in Toledo, Ohio on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at Angel's Landing. And looking forward to that event. Also, I'll be speaking as the guest speaker at next Sunday for Easter Sunday at the Center for Conscious Living in Toledo, Ohio. And I hope if you're in the area that you might come out and participate in the service on Easter Sunday. It's really my honor to do that, and I'm uniquely honored, I believe, to feel honored and humbled and grateful to do that. We are about to start service here today, so I want to just get a little time with you this morning in the coursework before I must get off the air and do that. So I just want to kind of run through, since we didn't get a chance to get started yesterday, Chapter 11, God or the Ego. And this is a pretty short section. And we're going to only have about 15 or 20 minutes, so I just want to run through this introduction. This is chapter 11 in the textbook, God or the Ego. Either God or the Ego is insane. That is, if you will examine the evidence on both sides fairly, you will realize this must be true. Neither God nor the Ego proposes a partial thought system. Each of these thought systems, internally consistent, but they are diametrically opposed in all respects, so that partial allegiance is impossible. Remember, too, that their results are as different as their foundations, and their fundamentally irreconcilable natures cannot be reconciled by vacillations between the two of them. Nothing alive is fatherless, for life is creation. Okay, so nothing alive is fatherless, for life is creation. Therefore, your decision is always an answer to the question, who is my father? Your decision between which of these thought systems are you going to follow, right, is always an answer to the question, who is my father? There are only two. It's the God or the ego. That's it. And you're the one making the decision between which one of these you're listening to. And you will be faithful to the father that you choose. Yet what would you say to someone who believed this question really involves conflict? See, if you made the ego, how can the ego have made you? The authority problem is still the only source of conflict because the ego was made out of the wish of God's child to father God, if you will. The ego, then, is nothing more than a delusional system in which you made your own father. Make no mistake about this. It sounds insane when it's stated with perfect honesty, but the ego never looks on what it does with perfect honesty. This is its insane premise, which is carefully hidden in the dark cornerstone of its thought system. And either the ego, which you made, is your father, or its whole thought system will not stand. You make by projection, but God creates by extension. The cornerstone of God's creation is you, for his thought system is light. Remember the rays that are there unseen. The more you approach the center of his, God's thought system, the clearer the light becomes. The closer you come to the foundation of the ego's thought system, the darker and more obscure becomes the way. Yet even the little spark in your mind is enough to lighten it, to lighten your way. So bring this light fearlessly with you and bravely hold it up to the foundation of the ego's thought system. Be willing to judge it with perfect honesty. Open the dark cornerstone of terror on which it rests and bring it out into the light. There you will see that it rested on meaninglessness and that everything of which you have been afraid was based on nothing. My brother, you're part of God and you are a part of Christ. You are part of me, our teacher says. When you have at last looked on the ego's foundation without shrinking, you will also have looked upon ours, that is, the foundation of Christ mind, consciousness of God, that is, our brother Christ Jesus and God. When you look at last at the ego's foundation without shrinking, you will also have looked upon ours. I come to you from our Father to offer you everything again. Do not refuse it in order to keep a dark cornerstone hidden, for its protection will not save. And I have given you the lamp, and I will go with you. You will not take this journey alone. I will lead you to your true Father, who hath need of you as I have need of you. Will you not answer the call of love with joy? That is a beautiful introduction to chapter 11, God or the Ego. And we'll be jumping into the gifts of fatherhood tomorrow as we continue in our joy of exploration of A Course in Miracles. I want to share the lesson for today as I have just a few more minutes. And it's a fairly short lesson, but extremely powerful. In yesterday's lesson, I share God's will for happiness with me. I share God's will. There's no doubt about it. We share God's will, and God's will for me is happiness. Okay? Today's lesson is a companion lesson to that, lesson 103. God, being love, is also happiness. That is, love is also happiness. Happiness is an attribute of love, an attribute of love for sure. It cannot be apart from love, nor can it be experienced where love is not. Love has no limits, being everywhere, and therefore joy is everywhere as well. Yet can the mind deny that this is so, believing there are gaps in love where sin can enter, that is, the idea of sin, bringing pain instead of joy? This strange belief would limit happiness by redefining love as limited and introducing opposition in what has no limit and has no opposite. Fear is associated, then, with love, and its results becomes the heritage of minds that think what they have made is real. These images, with no reality and truth, bear witness to the fear of God. Forgetting being loved, he must be joy. These images, with no reality and truth, bear witness to the fear of God, right? Forgetting being love and forgetting that he, God, must be joy. This basic error we will try again to bring to truth today and teach ourselves. And we have two sentences that he's highlighted for us. God, being love, is also happiness. To fear him, God, is to be afraid of joy. Begin your periods of practicing today with this association, which corrects the false belief that God is fear. It also emphasizes happiness belongs to you because of what he, God, is. God being love is also happiness. To fear him, then, is to be afraid of joy. Allow this one correction to be placed within your mind each waking hour today. Then welcome all the happiness it brings. As truth replaces fear and joy becomes what you expect God being love, it will be given you. Bolster this expectation frequently throughout the day and quiet all your fears with this assurance, kind and holy truth. God being love is also happiness, and it is happiness I seek today. I cannot fail because I seek the truth. That is so, so beautiful. So, so very beautiful. Let's turn then together, my brothers and sisters, and share a prayer today. I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your own. I give you all my acts as well today, that I may do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imagining. Today I come to you. I will step back and merely follow you to be the guide, the capital G guide, that I, the follower who questions not the wisdom of the infinite, nor love whose tenderness I cannot comprehend, but which is yet your perfect gift to me, Father. Today I come to you. I give my life to you to guide me this day, Father. Amen. Well, I know this is a very short session today, my brothers and sisters, but I have thoroughly enjoyed this moment of love and spirit with you. God bless you so much. I hope that you are out today being the embodiment of love, as always, in God's blessing, in God's name. Have a blessed day, my brothers and sisters, and we'll be back tomorrow morning for another episode of The Best Hour.
Hello again, dearly beloved and mighty companions. This is your host, Tony Williamson, saying once again, thanks so much for joining us on today's episode of The Best Hour. If you'd like to reach me directly, you can find me at tony@truethoughtministry.com. That's T-O-N-Y @truethoughtministry.com. And if you go to www.truethoughtministry.com, you can join our email list there as well. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Thanks so much, my brothers and sisters. God bless.